where we bring people into maturity. And if you only know so much, you can only bring them as far as you know. And that's where I say education and training for ministry is very, very important. And so, you know, going to get formal education is not a bad thing. And I think it's good, especially in our day and age, to be well-educated, to be well-informed, so that you can deal with the cultural and sociological issues as they relate to our relationship with Jesus Christ and the power of His Holy Spirit living within us. Typically, if you go off to Bible college, you'll get into what's called an undergraduate degree. These are bachelor's or even associate degrees. In some schools will offer associate degrees or in various disciplines, what we call academic disciplines. Some of those is a bachelor's degrees that you will find that are very applicable in pastoral ministry would be pastoral ministry, a bachelor's degree in pastoral ministry, pastoral counseling, youth and student ministries, theology, biblical studies. These are all good undergraduate degrees that will help you and establish you. And in some denominations, that's all that's required. It would be an undergraduate degree in a bachelor's or associate role. And these are very available with technology. You can do a lot of this stuff even online. It takes some time, but it's worth it. There's schools all around, just an amazing amount of schools who are very sound biblically and theologically that you can get a good education from. Obviously, you are taking this course from one of this school, Thomas Bilney Theological Seminary, which basically is a distance learning with intensive study courses. And there's a lot of ways you can do that. When you go on above the graduate level or the undergraduate level, you go into graduate level and postgraduate levels things. Master's degrees that are applicable in pastoral ministries may include Master of Divinity or what's called an MDiv. If you hear that word, you know what that is. It's a Master of Divinity. Master's of Theology, a Master of Arts in Theology, which would be a THM. These are specific disciplines that you take your degree in, a Master in Pastoral Psychology or Master's of Pastoral Counseling. These are all various degrees that will help in any specific arena of schooling that you go into that's geared towards helping you become a more effective pastor or that will meet the requirements that some denominations may put in specific areas of ministry or positionship in their denomination. Take heed to that and see where God calls you and fits you into that. There are obviously many more academic disciplines that you could get involved in that would help and be a part of. Some pastors will get into things such as apologetics and specific parts of evangelism and things like that that will definitely help, very much so. And of course, you can go on into the doctoral level, which would include, various things such as theology and biblical